Haskell, Brother and Sister, St. Helena, California, August 27, 1907. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, last Sunday night I was unable to sleep during the whole night, but I am thankful that, notwithstanding my weakness, the amount of writing I have done since camp meeting is making history. The work of Dr. Place has been, and still is, deceptive. He needs to be entirely transformed in character. I have sent a large package of writings to be presented to the camp meeting in Denver. I hope that some hope and courage may come to Elder Wilcox. He has had a continual warfare with counterworking forces in Drs. Wade and Hill and several others. But the Lord will strengthen every soul who will work to His name's glory. Be of good courage in the Lord. With regard to the transactions of the Melrose Sanitarium, the Lord has interposed to place matters in the sanitarium where they could proceed. And the offer of Loma Linda, and my urgent invitation to Dr. Nicola and his wife, was in the order of God, that the word and impression should not go forth that after their service in Melrose they were sent adrift, and Dr. Paulson had to make place for them. I have done my duty. Elder Burden has done his duty in giving them an urgent invitation to come in as helpers in the line of physicians in the sanitarium. We have both done our duty. Now we have no reflections to cast on this point. We have not driven them off. They chose their own place, and we are sorry that they did not accept the situation offered them with some urgency, hoping that getting them away from the atmosphere they had been in, and being instructed by the opposite influence in words, in education, in prayer, they would, I felt sure, come to understand where the Spirit of the Lord was abiding. But they have chosen, and now we must do all possible to change the atmosphere of the sanitarium fully, and the Spirit of the Lord will surely come in. But what would you expect of a sanitarium where Dr. Kellogg would have, if it was granted him, his molding of it? I have some things I may present to you if I ever see you again. But the plans laid by Dr. K. miscarried. The Lord was in this. I am so glad we have a God who can and will work for His own name's glory and disappoint the plans of the enemy. I hope to send you copies of some things I have sent to Los Angeles and Denver. I have acted my part. Now we will trust all with the Lord who understands the situation. Let me tell you, if it had not been for the affliction of Dr. Nicola, there would have been very serious times in obtaining possession of the sanitarium. The Lord took this matter in hand and disappointed the enemy. I understand the matter perfectly, but can hardly express it. I see the Lord's hand in every movement. And yet we were to offer Dr. Nicola and his wife a place as excellent in every way as Melrose, and we have done our duty. And now we will let the matter rest under the supervision of God. I see the Lord's government in this matter, and yet I sincerely wish that Dr. Nicola had been inclined to accept the offer made. I will now close my epistle to you, and hope that we may see you ere long. I feel that the Lord is in earnest with us, and our time to work is short. I must give messages right to the point. I am glad the Lord has helped me to prepare a mass of matter for these two important meetings, and I am now relieved of a great burden. It is better, far better, than my own presence. They have clear, straight, close, searching messages that should come into print, for the flock of God needs them in every place. And it is better than my presence, for I could speak of but few things. I wish that you might have them in Maine. The Lord grant that we may be enabled to arouse the people to the situation.